So in our first game preview of the week, we have the Chamonix Powder Blues, who are 3-3, facing off against the Chamonix Navy Blues, who, guess what, are also 3-3. So this game ultimately is going to be decided second seed in the Freshman 2 division. The winner of this game will take second place. The loser of this game will finish in third place. And that'll pretty much decide up the rest of the division. What's also interesting to note is that these two teams will be playing each other in the first round of the playoffs. So regardless of the outcome of this game, really what's at stake is a second seed and home field advantage when these two teams face off. So now let's take a deep look into this matchup. So again, this is the Chamonix Navy Blues versus Powder Blues, Chamonix versus Navy. There are a lot of Chamonix teams, so I'm trying to keep everything straight here. So these two teams have already played a few times. They played back in week one with the Chamonix Powder Blues taking the match 12-0. And then the Navy Blues took the game 12-6 back in week three. So really these two teams are fairly evenly matched. If we look back at that most recent encounter where the Chamonix Navy Blues took it 12-6, you know, we realize that both of these teams have a very good defense. That being said, both their quarterback rotations are starting to show signs of improvement, which is really great to see. They're starting to develop each a quarterback. You know, for the Chamonix Powder Blues, Peter Pakouris is really starting to shine. In their last game, he passed for 49 yards and a touchdown. As for the Navy Blues, you know, they're all starting to develop one or two quarterbacks. Gian Davide D'Amico is starting to look as the front runner there. He passed for 40 yards in their last game and a touchdown. So ultimately, this game, I think, is going to really come down to the defensive matchup between these two teams. So let's take a look at the Powder Blues on defense. I do really like what I see from this team on defense, especially from Nicholas Santaini. He already has, wow, look at this, 5 interceptions, 2 sacks, 6 defended passes, and 2 tackles on the season. What's even more impressive about that is the fact that he ran 2 of those interceptions back for touchdowns. Sorry about that, everyone. Let's keep on going. So Nico Santaini, very impressive. 5 interceptions, 2 of which are for the pick sixes on the season. But, you know, that's not the entire defense. They also have Nikos Kyriakopoulos with 6 tackles, 2 INTs, and a pick six of his own. Rounding out that group, we have Nikos Dolgado with an interception and 2 PDs. If there's one team this team could probably do a bit better, it's sacks. They only have 3 sacks on the season, 2 of which from Santaini, 1 from Kyriakopoulos. So I'm not sure if they really have a designated rusher. I think for a team to succeed, you need that one rusher who can go out week after week and put pressure on and terrify the opposing quarterback. Now, if we look at the Chamonix Navy Blues defensively, it's much more of a group effort. That being said, they have the same issue at rusher. They only have 4 sacks on the season. Leading that group's Alexandre Duchesne with 2 sacks. But, you know, they don't, again, really have this dominant rushing force, which is something I think both these teams need to develop if they want to have hope of winning. And, again, leading them as well, Alexandre Duchesne with 2 interceptions and 1 TD. So, also, if we have to choose a winner in this game, I think this is going to be a very close-fought defensive matchup. So, I'm going to choose the team, I think, with the better defense, which, in my opinion, is the Chamonix Powder Blues. If you look at their defense up and down the board, you know, they have 8 interceptions on the season, a slew of defended passes, and I think that's really going to make the difference in this game. I think with 1 or 2 interceptions, they should be able to win this game, and I think they'll have those 1 or 2 interceptions. So I'm going to take the Chamonix Powder Blues to win this one in a really close-fought defensive game. I'm going to choose another 12-6 match, 12-6 for the Chamonix Powder Blues, so they'll win and take the second seed.